Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgooi met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. RSG Geldsaake met Money Web elke weeksaand tussen 6 en 7.
Ek het verlede jaar 'n paar keer met Andre Pienaar van C5 gesels oor die Amerikaanse groep X Energy wat daarna kyk om 'n klein modulaire kernreaktor in Suid-Afrika te bou. Hierdie aankondiging of hierdie projek van Andre Pienaar het nogal baie ligtheid gekry in die media. En daar is egter ook 'n Suid-Afrikaanse maatskappy wat besig is om 'n modulaire kernreaktor in Suid-Afrika te ontwikkel. Dit is Stratec Global en Dr. Kelvin Kem is die voorsitter van die maatskappy. Nou, hy is 'n doyen in die kernkragbedryf in Suid-Afrika. Hy het 'n doktersgraad in kernfysika en hy werk al dekades in die bedryf. Hy was ook 'n voormalige voorsitter van die Suid-Afrikaanse Kernkragkorporasie. Kelvin, thank you so much for your time tonight. Can you give us a brief overview of Stratec Global and the modular reactor you are developing?
Yes, sure. We are now in a position that we're ready to build this small modular reactor and we're looking for funds. And I must emphasize this is totally private. And we've been going for a long time. In fact, South Africa was the first country in the world to start developing a commercial SMR. And that was 30 years ago. Virtually all the SMR developments around the world now are less than 5 years old or less than 2 years old. There's been a significant move towards nuclear over the last 18 to 24 months. And when you'll find certainly when President Trump takes office in a few days' time, you're going to see a lot more swing towards it. So it's very noticeable as against a year or two ago when we were fighting the extreme Greens all of the time. So we're lucky to be there.
Are you referring to the Pebble Bed Modular Reactor project?
Yes, that was the beginning of it, but I'm referring now to a reactor called the HTMR-100 that has been developed and is now within Stratec Global. What happened was that the pebble bed reactor was developed to a certain point, then it was put on ice, and then a group left. We had the biggest nuclear development team in the world at the time, some 2,000 people working on the pebble bed, and unfortunately that got stopped, so people dissipated and went into rest trance and heaven knows what. But some of the nuclear people got together and said, right, we've got to carry on. So we did a somewhat of a redesign to make it simpler, cheaper, and faster to build. And that is what is now known as the HTMR-100. Mm-hmm. So it has been under development for somewhat over 10 years now, the HTMR-100, but it comes from the earlier development of the pebble bed, much of that. So there's a huge pedigree behind this. We know what we're doing, which many people around the world find hard to believe. You know, that's been our biggest snag. We get people phoning all the time, big deal funders from Europe and so on. And one fellow was talking to me from a country in Europe, and I thought we were getting on just great. He said, no, we can do that, we can do that, we can do that. And he was sounding more and more enthusiastic. Then he says to me, tell me, do you have an airfield in your country big enough for an Airbus to land? I thought, oh my golly, if that's what he asked. I'm meantime convincing him we know how to do nuclear grade welding, we know how to do this and this and this and this, and he wants to know if we've got an airfield. And that is the type of thing. We've had a number of people, funders, come here to visit us face to face. We had one a few months ago that arrived, and he was absolutely shell-shocked. I've never seen such a great airport. I never expected. Golly, you can ride on the roads at 100 kilometers an hour in the dark. Good heavens, good. And he couldn't believe the ride from the airport into his Sandton hotel. He was brain-boggled at that. And this is the type of thing that happens. So they all tell us there's no problem with the money. There's loads and loads of money sloshing around. When we say what money we need for South Africa, which is $500 million to build the first reactor that's running and producing electricity, they will say that's chicken feed money. We thought you were asking for serious money. Mm-hmm. And the main issue is they would believe in us and believe in the country. That's both technically and financially. Now, technically, we have not too much of a problem. There's the bit about do you have the airfield, but it doesn't take too much effort to convince them we know what we're doing. Then they say, yes, but it's an African country. Big deal funders don't trust African countries. You have to say, no, it's a private venture. You're not giving it to government. It's not going into the – we can control it. And they seem to very much classify South Africa with a number of the other really shady African countries that have developed a reputation for being very unreliable when it comes to investment. But we're getting there. We've got some very interesting arrangements underway at the moment, discussions which are looking terribly promising. But one thing that has been a bit disappointing too is that we have no support from South African business and industry. And a number of the foreigners say, if you guys have got such a good thing going, how come nobody in your own country has shown any faith in you? And that's something that's been disappointing. The number of CEOs and people I've spoken to say, we'll be second, get somebody to lead the way.
But if the technology is sound, you know, I think many international players will look at it. You know, even you don't have to build a concept plant in South Africa. And the, I think there's a lot of respect for nuclear skills in South Africa flowing from the Pebble Bed project, which was, as you've said, terminated in 2010. So is it just African skepticism or, you know, are there maybe other reasons which is just not linked to the perception of South African technology? Because there are many businesses, really world-leading businesses doing business in South Africa who would be able to appreciate the quality of the technology.
Now, we're getting very interesting calls, not only from the money people, but from technical people too. In South Africa, we have had various companies calling us saying, we would like to be your supplier. Can we go into a relationship with you now to be a supplier? So they're lining up to be suppliers. We registered on the international SMR dashboard, which took about a six-month due diligence for us to get through all the tests to get formally acknowledged. So we're there now for the past year. So a lot is going in the right direction. So I'm very confident we're going to do it. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, what you have to bear in mind, we've now got a chance to become world exporters of nuclear power, to sell nuclear reactors all over the world. The financial opportunity is huge, and people don't seem to click that. We can't afford now to move into a situation where South Africa becomes a net importer of energy. That's strategically and tactically a very dangerous thing to do. We're now in a position like the Arabs, who were sitting on top of the oil a number of years ago before they started drilling. We're in a position now to become world suppliers. Where's the courage of days gone by in business and industry say, gee whiz, we better be in there? We don't see that.
But you know, $500 million, that's around 9.4 billion rand, if I, you know, if my math is correct. That's not a lot of money. If you look at many of the solar plants that have been built in South Africa over the past few years, they are way in excess of 10 billion rand.
Yes, exactly. And that nine is over 5 years. So divided by five from the annual cash flow thing. And then bear in mind, nuclear is dead stable. You get over, well over 90% availability factor. So once the thing's running, it just sits there purring away nonstop. The fuel loss in the reactor for 2.5 years, it uses virtually nothing in terms of fuel. We've had a lot of interest, by the way, from private groupings in South Africa. It's been quite surprising. Agricultural groupings, it's funny groupings, like agricultural groupings out in the bush. And we've been out to visit them, and we are astounded to find the size of the numbers that they're talking about, both in terms of electricity requirement and the money. When we say this sort of money, they say, oh, that doesn't frighten them if they can do certain things. I don't want to reveal too much, but in neighboring countries as well, their mining industries have been coming to us and various others. It's quite astounding to see the demand that there is out there.
How big would the plant be? Sorry, time is not on our side. How big would the plant be if you now spend this $500 million? How much electricity would it be able to generate?
100 megawatts of heat, which would be like ideal for a Sasol. You put the heat in, or 35 megawatts of electricity, but it's designed to take up to 10 reactors on one site. The site is about the size of a rugby field, so it's very small. And so you put one reactor on, and then as you get the money, or as you the demand increases, you just add second, third, fourth, fifth. We've already had an African country approach us and ask for architectural drawings for a 10-reactor setup, which we've done, and we've supplied it to them. And so you can do that. So you can have 300 – well, put it this way, the Shwane municipality, Pretoria, it could run the entire municipality, which is one of the biggest municipalities in the world in surface area, on 8 reactors. If you took all the power away, 8 of these will run the entire metro of municipality. That's from Centurion to Bronkhorstspruit to Onderstepoort, with Pretoria in the middle. So it's gigantic. And the emphasis, you can take the reactor to where you want it. You can take it to the gold mine. You can take it. We've had interest in Polokwane for the special economic zones they're developing. They asked for 8 reactors. So we've done all the proposals now for that. We've had interest from Durban and numbers, you see.
Kelvin, baie dankie vir jou tyd. Dit was Dr. Kelvin Kem. Hy is die voorsitter van Strateq Global.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoede, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.